Tony, what's our GEP right now?
10731.
Okay, who do you want on Biomed tonight?
Okay, Charlie, it's your turn.
That's what I'm afraid of. Okay, you've been looking at me since landing, so we'll just stay right here.
Okay. Okay, while you're worrying about that, your comm configuration for the night will be S-band power amplifier secondary as present. The telemetry will be low, voice will be down, voice backup, range will be off, and as I said, you're on Biomed.
Okay, go through that again.
Okay, it's S-band power amplifier secondary as present. Telemetry low, voice will be down, voice backup, range off, and you're on Biomed. Okay, you're pretty weak there for a second, Charlie. I'll try it again.
Okay, down voice backup, 1-2-3-4-5-4-3-2-1, over.
Okay, that's much better. Houston.
Go ahead.
Okay, at your convenience, I have some changes to your emergency liftoff checklist and the surface checklist. Just give me a call when you're ready to take it.
Stand by. Tony, I'm ready to copy. He'll give me a page.
Okay, it's in the surface checklist 11-1.
Can you speak?
Okay, on the ping's activation, it's down on the bottom left-hand side. The last entry there is Crow. And hold until standby, light off, cross that line out. And add the line underneath. CB, a circuit breaker, panel 11. LGC, / DISCI, - close.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, on the second column, and I have a correction to the checklist. It says circuit breaker 16, circuit breaker panel 16, inverter 1 closed. That should read circuit breaker panel 11, inverter 1 closed. And then we'd like to insert.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and we'd like to insert underneath that line circuit breaker panel 16, inverter 2 closed. And inverter switch to 2.
Okay, inverter to 2 and cross out inverter 1.
Right. Okay, on 11-2. Underneath, on the left-hand upper side, you have asterisk, CB, 11 and 16. Underneath that line, write in T, ephemeris, update, if available from MISSEM.
Okay, is that enough link or do we load?
Stand by.
Okay, Tony, John thinks it's berth 25907, enter 1706, enter, and then don't load the ephemeris. And I think that's correct.
Roger, Charlie, that's correct.
Okay, go ahead. Any other words?
Right. I've got on your circuit breaker configuration here, I've got some that'll be open, and you might as well note that they will be open, and that's okay. So on 11-3. Panel 11.
Yes.
First line there, S-band antenna will be open.
Keep going.
Okay, and on 11-4, fourth line, panel 16, S-band antenna will be open.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, and we go on to 11-6 now. You have the setup for your steerable antenna, and you can just cross all that out. And that's the end of it.
Okay, we copy all of those updates. The only one I don't understand is on 11-1, on the pings activation, RIPA, we crossed out the pro and added LGC DISC closed, and right before that it says LGC DISC closed.
Okay, you're right. That's an error on our part. Just cancel out our addition.
Okay, no problem. Just thought maybe something went by me there.
Right.
Okay, Tony, if that's everything, we're ready to go to bed.
Good show. Okay, we're through with everything here, and we're all set to let you go to bed. You're going to bed, I'll have you know, a whole 6 minutes early. I guess the government can allow you to have that time off.
Okay, I'll be on comp. John will be off comp. And we're going to turn off the lights now.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. We're sure looking forward to it.
Hey, so are we. Guess what? You turn all the lights off and it doesn't get dark. Daylight outside. Hey, Tony, one final word. Our ECS configuration for sleep is push cabin, gas return in auto, and the rest of the thing is advertised. Over. Our correction, cabin gas return open.
Okay, that looks good here.
Okay, Tony, we'd like to thank everybody for the great job of regrouping and getting back to what seems to be pretty nominal from now on. We'll see you in the morning. I guess you give us a reveille call over the support box here. Over.
Okay, I'll sure do that. I'll come in and whistle something here.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Houston, Orion. Go ahead, Charlie.
Well, I guess I can't stop talking. One final observation, Tony, is that due to the lack of dust that we had on landing and the fact that we could see blocks embedded in the side of these craters here, I kind of got the distinct impression that the regolith is not too thick around here, and we ought to maybe think about where would be the thickest place in order to get the drill in. Over.
Okay, that's good observation. From the films you've seen of other descents, you think the dust is less than any of the others?
Well, John will have to really comment on that, but as far as my side goes, the little I looked out, it was by far, we could see, or I could on my side, see right on down through it for touchdown.
Okay, and from your listening to your descent, it sounded like you picked it up about 90 feet.
A little bit less than that is about 80, maybe 75.
I have a feeling you and I could just sit up all night and talk about this.
Well, that's all you're going to have for me. Good night.
Okay, good night.